Yes, please.
Sure. Hi.
Hello, everyone. We are joined in the media center with Justin Ashley, who is making his Top Fuel debut this weekend at ZMAX. Justin, you're currently qualified number 10 in this Top Fuel 18-car field. You're making your Top Fuel debut at the Bellagio of Drag Strips here at ZMAX. What's this weekend been like so far?
Well, this weekend really means everything to me. It's been a dream come true to be able to race Top Fuel. It's been quite a journey, really, from junior dragsters to work my way up to this level. And I feel fortunate to be able to be in this position. I have a lot of really great people helping me, and my team is great. So, you know, I'm excited, and it's been a fun weekend so far.
We've had, like I said, this is an 18-car field. You've already made your way into the show. You're going to be competing on Sunday. What's your mindset for the rest of the weekend?
My mindset for the weekend is the same as it usually is. It's kind of just to take one run at a time. I don't want to make anything bigger than it is. I'm just going to focus on one qualifying round at a time and one run at a time during eliminations and try and just stay in my lane and focus on being the best driver that I can be and helping my team to be successful.
We probably should have started with this, but do you want to give a short background of where you came from and how you got into the seat that you're in right now?
Sure. So, you know, obviously my father raced for many years, so growing up I spent a lot of time at the racetrack. And then, you know, I made my debut in Top Dragster, so I did some bracket racing for a while, and then I spent time in Top Alcohol Dragster racing with Randy Meyer Racing and had my own team for a while. And then I met Dustin Davis at PRI, and we spoke, and we kind of hit it off, and we decided that we wanted to move in the direction of Top Fuel and work backwards from there. And we've had people like Strutmasters and Chip Lofton help us get there, and you know, we put a really great group of people together.
One of those great people is your crew chief, Aaron Brooks, who's obviously no stranger to Top Fuel. What's it feel like to have Aaron tune in and turning the knobs on your car?
It's absolutely awesome to have Aaron on our team. I have a tremendous amount of respect for Aaron as a person and as a crew chief. I know he's a championship caliber crew chief, and he's an even better person. So to have him in our corner really means a lot, and I have the utmost confidence in him to prepare our car properly, and I know we're going to be able to go out and run fast.
Questions from our media.
Adam Farmer from Speed Sport. A lot was made of your first run yesterday, where your speed was faster than your dad ever went in his professional career. What did that mean to you to be able to accomplish that on your first run?
That was actually an interesting fact, something that I never even thought about, and something that I never even realized until Alan Reinhart brought it up. You know, I think it's a pretty cool fact, but other than that, it really doesn't mean too much. More important than that, I was just happy we were able to go down the track and run fast and really get a baseline for us as a group and be able to work off that for the rest of the weekend.
Bobby Bennett, Competition Plus. So, Justin, outside of racing, you have probably more of an exciting job than probably driving a Top Fuel dragster, where you go into houses, there's like dead animals and mold and everything, and then you flip these houses into a palace, right? Do 25 of them a year?
Do 25 a year, yes, sir.
Tell about the differences between the two.
It's actually, it's an interesting difference. It's like living kind of in two worlds. When I come to the racetrack, I try and pretty much forget everything that's going on at home and work. And then when I'm at work, I try and focus solely on work and kind of forget about everything racing-wise, just to kind of, you know, stay focused on what I have to do. But when I'm not racing, I'm in the fix and flip real estate business. So I go into all kinds of crazy houses with, as Bobby said, dead animals, all kinds of black mold, as you can imagine, and gut the entire place and re-renovate it to make it look nice. So, you know, both have their own specific set of challenges, but I think that each kind of helps me get better at the other, at dealing with different things and seeing different things and kind of getting life experience.
What does it feel like being a reality show star? Tell us about your reality show.
Well, I don't know if I'm a reality show star, but we are debuting a Fix, Flip, and Fuel series. It'll be on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And what it's going to do is going to follow my life on and off the racetrack. So you'll see what I do in my everyday job, flipping houses and going through some of these houses, and then the challenges of learning to drive a 300-mile-per-hour Top Fuel dragster. And it really gives you in-depth insight into my life and all the details of the team behind the scenes So I think it's really good for the fans to kind of get an inside look at what's going on.
Chip and JoJo or the Property Brothers?
What's that?
Chip and Joanna or
oh,
the Property Brothers?
Property Brothers.
Oh, God.
Justin, I have a question on your father.
Oh, gosh.
So now that you went faster than me and you're more successful than me, basically, in your business, but seriously, I think one of the things that's interesting is in not racing, but doing the fix and flip business, what they see on TV, like Property Brothers,
yeah,
how real is that versus what really goes on behind the scenes in some of these houses?
It's funny, when you look at these reality shows, I think to myself that there's really no reality in it at all. It's, you know, I hate to say it, and it's entertaining, and I do enjoy watching it. Some of it is truthful, but there's a lot of stuff in there that they don't show. That, you know, I'm just sitting there sometimes watching, thinking to myself, there's a lot of stuff here that they really need to be showing that they're not. So there's a lot of difficulties and challenges. You know, for example, maybe dealing with contractors and really the in-depth business side of things. So, you know, when you really get kind of into the more real world and flipping these houses, you kind of see some more of that stuff as you go along.
Deb Williams of RacingToday.com. Justin, where are you flipping these houses? And also, is it the desire to fund your racing that led you to this business of flipping houses?
That's actually a great question. We do New York. So we flip houses all over New York State, primarily in Long Island. And I think that wasn't a reason I got into the business to begin with. I love real estate. It's something that my father's been in, and it's something that I just kind of picked up on after I graduated from school. But part of that motivation is definitely being able to come out here and race, because I know without working, I couldn't even consider racing, and racing is something that I love to do. So it's definitely a driving force behind, you know, putting my best foot forward in the real estate business.
Justin, why does your car have every social media icon on it and on demand?
When we decided to bring out our car, we wanted to do something totally outside the box. And in today's world, especially in today's business world, social media is so important. So we decided we're going to try and focus on the social media market, and we're going to try and promote our brand and the brands that are associated with us, like Strutmasters and Strutmasters.com, by using social media and using that market to kind of capitalize on advertising. And I think so far it's been really good. We've got a lot of positive feedback, and we're going to continue to do that.
Jay Boyd and Penny Tribune, what are the emotions that come with starting your career here in Charlotte?
To be able to start my career in Charlotte, it means a lot to me. I mean, you know, I think back to when I was just a kid and my father was racing, and I was just hanging out at the track, watching him go down the track, and I felt like almost every time he went down the track, I was kind of making a pass with him in my head. So to be able to actually come out here and make my Top Fuel debut is a little bit emotional for me, just because it's, you know, it's been a journey, and I'm very grateful to have this opportunity and be here. With that being said, I am kind of trying to keep my emotions in check for the weekend and focus on the task at hand and doing the best job I can do as a driver and helping our team to win.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, I appreciate
it. No problem.